just from a big picture perspective?
Well, I think overall, I mean, obviously, having Matt back with us, you know, being our captain for the last couple of years, obviously gives the whole group a dynamic that you're looking for. And, you know, and the return of, you know, Tavon Wilson and Brandon Bolden, and obviously for us, the biggest group that we're looking for immediate help was the linebacker core. And, you know, we got contributions from all of them, but, you know, with the additions of getting Ayers and Casillas, I mean, it's really helping at this time of the year. You know, the challenge for us is to get them up to speed based on, you know, our schemes, our terminology, that kind of stuff. But there are two other players that they can help impact the game for us when we're on the field. So far it's been pretty good.
Looked like Danny, not this past week, but the week before Amendola, was able to give you a bit of energy in the kick return game.
No question. I mean, that's Danny. I mean, he had a history coming here from St. Louis, whatever it was, 90-some returns as a kickoff returner and punt returner, and we knew that. And obviously, we've been working him since he's been here, and the timing was right for us to have a chance to get him in there. And I think he gave the whole group a spark. And he, you know, he, if it's returning the ball or catching a pass and running, I mean, he is what he is. He's very aggressive. There's no hesitation. And again, he brought some experience. Obviously, that's important to that part of the return game, what you're looking for, and at times makes the guys in front of them their job a little bit easier because there's no hesitation, and he will run through the smoke, and you'll see what's at the other end when he gets there.
Scott, you guys have several core special teamers, guys who obviously have other roles on offense and defense, but if everything works out, you know, they... Slater, Donja, I mean, Bolden, Nate Ebner. How beneficial is it for you to have several guys who are core special teamers? You know?
Well, I think every year, I think it's just something we're always trying to build, and everybody's going to have a role. Not everybody can start, but what you're trying to build is whatever their role is on offense and whatever their role is on defense, and then we're getting them involved in the big four as far as special teams goes. And it's really nice to be able to have a group of guys that can contribute offensively and defensively, but also contribute to us on fourth down or, you know, when we're kicking off or kickoff return. And I think the safety position has been a really strong position for us with having Nate and Tavon Wilson and being able to draw from the other guys too as well. But I think that's what you're always constantly trying to build, and overall in the big picture, that's what we're trying to achieve.
Are the big four the punt and kickoff units?
Well, it's kickoff, punt return, kickoff return.
Gotcha.
Bill said the other day that Matthew was maybe the second best special teamer he's ever seen, compared only to Larry Izzo. Can you speak to his depth of skill, Matthew's skill specifically, when it comes to not just being a captain and being a leader of that group, but doing things that maybe other guys can't necessarily do?
Well, I think there's different categories. I think if you do a case study on the Pro Bowls of the National Football League, you'll be surprised. You'll find a lot of offensive receiver position type guys or things like that. Then you'll have a run on, you know, like I say, the wide receivers or the linebackers or whatever it happens to be. But I think they're different. Matt brings an element of disruption when he plays because he's so talented as far as speed goes. He has the mentality that you look for at any position. It doesn't matter if it's in the kicking game, but more so in the kicking game when you're really putting yourself in harm's way a lot of times at the positions he plays. It's usually two versus just one most of the time, and you know, he may not make every tackle, but he does a great job because of the energy he has and the determination he has to get down and really disrupt plays, and we have to be good enough to be able to play off of him in that case. So, you know, he demands, because of the way he plays and the production he does have, you know, a lot of attention, which, you know, you can only double team so many guys when you're on kickoff or on punt, and obviously he plays those type of positions that create that for us.
This team, Scott, you've been here a long time, but has had a lot of player turnover, really almost everybody, but since the last Super Bowl, I think there's only maybe 16, 17 guys. Why do you continue to be successful as a team, you know, you've been here a while, despite all that turnover?
Well, I think it's every year. I think Bill does a real good job of really evaluating where we're at and obviously where we want to go. And everybody for us, I mean, it's very important to make sure we're looking for our type of players, the mentality we're looking for, obviously the physical ability that we're looking for, and the profile. You know, we have a position profile on everybody, and obviously critical factors that we look for. And then, you know, obviously there's things that, you know, you've got to be able to do as a football player and just make plays and have the instincts we're looking for. But we're always trying to look for a certain guy that fits into the schemes, the overall schemes, or the flexibility that we have in those schemes to be able to handle positions we're going to ask them to play.
You're talking about strategic schemes as well as just having the mentality to fit.
Correct. You know, being able to fit within what we think are important to us schematically, to be able to neutralize and handle things we've got to be able to do.
In your experience, are there some teams that don't put the emphasis on special teams that the Patriots do?
Probably when I came into this league in the early 90s, you could say that. I think it's really hard to say that now. It's not like the head coach hiring his buddy from college to coach the special teams and get the kickoff.
And that used to happen years ago?
Yeah, sure. And it was the way to break in. I broke into this league under Bill because, you know, I had a passion for it. I did it in college. That's what I like to do. I coached other positions too, but this is what I wanted to do. It's, you know, it's a challenge, and I just kind of had that makeup for it. And I think now it's really hard. It's a lot harder. Coaches now have, if the special teams coach or the coordinator's not the specialist coach, they usually have somebody there too that can help specialists develop them, work with them during practice and during games, which was unheard of. I mean, totally on if there was, you know, Ben Agajanian back in the days of Dallas, which was the only guy, they were far and few between.
Thank you.